Ancient Rome, the Age and Its Art. Part 1, The Founding of a Republic. The art of ancient Greece is one of her greatest gifts to posterity. But when one thinks of ancient Rome, her gladiators, her government, or perhaps her armies are the conspicuous mementos. True, the vividly colored murals at Pompeii are spectacular. So are the murals in neighboring towns, also preserved by the eruption of Vesuvius in 79 AD. But Pompeii and its neighbors were gay seaside resorts, only provincial cousins of Rome. According to descriptions by Roman historians, the wall paintings in Rome itself far surpass these from Pompeii. Indeed, it is probably because there is little else that survives to compare with it that we prize the art of Pompeii and its neighbors so highly. Is this to say, then, that Roman art has little merit? That it is a second-rate rerun of the glorious Greek art which preceded it? The relative merits of Greek and Roman art have been debated by scholars for centuries. Let's leave the debate to the scholars and turn instead to a more meaningful way in which all art may be judged, that is, as a reflection of the culture that produced it. Just as pop art, like it or not, will give future ages a meaningful image of our society and its values, so Roman art is an excellent indicator of what mattered to people in Roman times. And just as our tastes change and develop in succeeding generations,